T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What do you make of Darius Geis of LSU, a guy that is pretty much projected, Joe, to be in that late first, early second discussion, meeting with the Steelers for a nice dinner?
Well, first of all, I like him a lot, as I'm sure most people do if you watched him in college. I'm sure you do, too. But obviously, they have $14.5 million allegedly committed at this very moment to Le'Veon Bell. So reading Dulac, he said that Colbert, no, we're not going to rescind the tag. Don't you have to if you draft Geis?
Well, no, because Geis is going to be on a fairly friendly deal. I mean, he's going to be on a rookie deal, late first in their system.
But you'd have a guy that would ostensibly be your running back. Why wouldn't you then take the money and put it elsewhere?
What if you think that your best chance to win is to beef up that position to an exceptional degree and use it to create matchup nightmares? Really, I would think of it as necessarily maybe adding another weapon to the fold, not looking at it as stacking running backs. Couldn't you put Le'Veon Bell,
I guess,
split him out, just create
sure. Matchup
issues,
yeah,
et cetera?
I can see that. But I don't know. If you're going to go first round on a running back, it would make more sense to me to go with that running back.
I guess
maybe their plan is to split things up a little bit more and try and keep Bell healthy. I know he got through last season healthy, so that makes one.
Although, if that was the plan, Joe, then it would be out of character for them if they're going to get rid of him anyway after 1 year, that you would think they would go back to the classic run the wheels off him, unless they think that he would probably get hurt and be unavailable to them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would have to say that they're thinking there. Now, I'll walk that back a little bit, because you're right that Geis wouldn't exactly break the bank. And they would be thinking, all right, now we got two guys in rotation here. Plus, Geis can sort of get his feet wet in the NFL. He'll be our guy coming into the season. Last year, they got off to a slow start, in particular Bell. So maybe they're thinking, all right, so we'll have a guy that we can hit the ground running with at the beginning of the year, and then we'll work Le'Veon back in, and whatever issues arise from having two good running backs, well, that's a good problem to have.
I just thought of the completely insane scenario is Geis comes in and hits the ground running, they draft him, then they trade Bell to somebody that's like looking for a short-term rental at running back. What do you think a team would even give up, like NFL trade deadline? Because stuff like this never happens in the NFL. For a half season of Bell guaranteed, and that's it.
Or a little more than that, yeah. I mean, depends on how desperate the team is. What if the Rams, with all their weapons, lost Todd Gurley or something
like,
to a
season-ending
injury?
Could you see a team giving like a second-round pickup for X number of games?
Absolutely.
Man, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Do you think they're actually going to draft offense here?
Wouldn't surprise me.
What percentage chance? I'll just say, what percentage chance do you say they draft defense and offense? Just one or the other. It doesn't even have to be a specific position.
I still say 65-70% defense.
I would hope, man. Maybe I'm the only one here that's crazy. I would like to see them beef up still, even though they signed an inside linebacker, they signed Bostic, and they signed Morgan Burnett. Draft a guy that could be good for 10 years. It's very odd how they seemingly are flirting with certain players at certain positions on a certain side of the ball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.